It's the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. As many homeowners worry about rising property taxes that fund local school districts in Texas, there's another sort of controversy brewing around the tax breaks that are given to companies. For years, some corporations have received breaks on their own property taxes thanks to something called the 313 program. As Justin Miller from the Texas Observer found out, the program isn't working as intended. Justin, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this 313 program. I understand that it is designed to give companies breaks on taxes so that they can build a large project, which perhaps, what, will employ a lot of folks in a given region?
Right. So it's a tool that basically allows school districts to attract businesses with big industrial projects by giving them large 10-year breaks on their school property taxes as a way to bring high-paying jobs and ultimately a boost to their tax revenue base.
That seems like a win-win. Why would it not be? What's the problem?
Well, the problem is that these are highly generous tax breaks that end up costing the state billions of dollars over the years. And ultimately, when these projects come back on the rolls, they're worth just a fraction of what they were once worth at their peak.
So is it that when we say are not worth what they were at their peak, is it that the companies have been run down or that they were overvalued to begin with? Or what's happening and where does that leave the school districts?
Well, basically what I found was that companies tend to be overly optimistic about how much their properties and plants are worth and how much they will actually bring back to the tax rolls at the end of the deal. So it ultimately can create problems for basically the overall value of these tax breaks.
Did the legislature build any oversight into this program to make sure that the projects pan out financially? I mean, presumably, if you don't do the math right to begin with, you're not going to get your benefit.
Right. So there's a 25-year test that the legislature put in place that basically the company has to prove that the cost of the tax breaks over the 10-year period is offset by the revenue generated over a 25-year period. But the way that the test was drawn really makes it hard for a company to fail, and there's actually really no follow-up to make sure that the value that they initially promised actually comes to fruition.
I guess some people would argue, but you're employing more people. It's not just about the tax breaks for the particular industry or factory or project, that if you're employing more people, presumably more people have an opportunity to purchase in and around that project, and that would raise all ships, in a sense, because they would be paying more in their property taxes, no?
Right. Well, one of the big criticisms from opponents of the program is that if this is a job creation and economic development program, it's an incredibly inefficient and costly one, given that, you know, the jobs that are actually created on a per dollar basis are among the costliest of any tax incentive program in the country. So basically, there's a lot of criticism that these are overly generous tax breaks that ultimately don't pay off for school districts or for the state as a whole, which ends up getting stuck with the tab.
Politically, there seems to be bipartisan support, though, for the 313 program. What does superintendents have to say, given that this is going to affect their districts, obviously?
Yeah, most superintendents that in school districts that use the program are very much in favor of it. But increasingly, we've seen superintendents in places like Port Arthur ISD and in the Gulf Coast area voice concerns about companies that have overpromised how much value will actually return and have complained about companies basically suing to lower the property values just as these tax breaks and basically claiming that these companies are kind of pulling the rug out from school districts and leaving them on the hook for less tax revenue, essentially.
I presume companies are going to continue contesting their project's value. Nothing to stop them.
Yeah, and Texas law is very favorable for corporations, especially big refineries that are very aggressive in suing appraisal districts and protesting the property values year over year. And that ultimately erodes, you know, the value that goes onto the tax rolls for school districts. And companies have no intention of stopping that unless state law does something.
It's an interesting story. We'll have a link to it over at texasstandard.org. Justin Miller is the politics reporter for the Texas Observer. Justin, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.